are Locked On Giants, your daily San Francisco Giants podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello and welcome to Locked On Giants Baseball, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. My name is Ben Caspick, and on this show, we provide episodes 3 days a week for now, talking about the San Francisco Giants in a way that's data-driven and rational, but also simple, passionate, and accessible to all. Today's episode is brought to you by Built Bar. Go to builtbar.com and use promo code LOCKEDON, and you'll get 20% off your next order. Coming up on today's show, we have a lot to cover. I did miss the third episode last week. I actually got ill, and thankfully, you know, after a rough weekend, feeling well enough to do today's show. So we'll try to squeeze in a lot. We're going to talk about Shun Yamaguchi signing a minor league deal with the Giants and the significance of that. He was kind of a big deal coming over from Japan a couple years ago. The Aaron Sanchez deal was finally officially announced, so we'll talk about that, some quotes from Aaron Sanchez, and also the corresponding roster move that the Giants had to make to get him onto the 40-man. So also coming out of those quotes from Aaron Sanchez is just a continuation of something that we've seen for the last few years now, with Giants players basically saying how much they appreciate what this organization is doing, the direction that the team is heading, the way that they're able to help them, quote-unquote, analytically. There's just this crazy disconnect between the opinions of many about, quote, analytics versus what the actual players themselves are saying about how they appreciate that side of the game. And it's a fascinating transition for the San Francisco Giants because when Farhan Zaidi took over in the 2018 offseason, this was a team kind of loaded with grizzled vets, veteran players like Jeff Samardzija, Evan Longoria, and others who, and Madison Bumgarner, how could I forget, who had a reputation for being like anti-analytics, right? Old school mentality, get these nerds out of the clubhouse, that kind of stuff. And what's happened over the last few years is those kind of players have cycled out. There aren't that many left. I mean, Longoria is still here. But besides that, you know, we've seen a transformation. And suddenly, like, if you ask who's the leader of this team, people are going to say Mike Yastrzemski. And I think he has become like a vocal leader of this team. He's out there. If you ever listen to Mike Yastrzemski meeting with the media, he's just, he's got a great attitude, and he's kind of the perfect player to represent this team because of what he was able to do going from total obscurity. You know, obviously you can't be that obscure with that last name, but not a player that was highly thought of, but then comes over to the Giants and they help him, you know, become one of the better players in the game seemingly. And he has embraced whatever he can do to get better. And he totally embraces what the hitting coaches have done. And, you know, he's someone who benefited from the quote-unquote roster churn that so many people were upset about during the 2019 season. Like, beat writers and fans alike were really critical of the roster turnover, but the benefit is to a player like Mike Yastrzemski and others. I mean, if you just now look at what this roster has become, it's players who were given an opportunity that, you know, if you were just stagnant with your roster, wouldn't have been given an opportunity. Like Yastrzemski, Dickerson, Solano, Caleb Berger. I mean, that was an aggressive promotion to the 40-man, and then suddenly he's a major leaguer. That happened out of nowhere. And then this spring training, there are other names as well that are showing up already. Like Sam Long is getting a lot of attention as a non-roster invitee, and Darren Ruff was just a guy who earned a shot out of spring training. So anyway, I just think we're seeing frequently players like Drew Smyly, Kevin Gausman, Mike Yastrzemski, Alex Dickerson, and now Aaron Sanchez talk about how they really appreciate what the Giants have to offer them as players and the culture that they've created of openness and letting guys be themselves. So before I go too off the rails here, I want to just pull up those quotes from Aaron Sanchez. So interestingly, we learned that the Giants have been pursuing Aaron Sanchez for a few years here. They tried to trade for him in 2019 before he ultimately was traded to the Astros. And then he injured his shoulder after just four starts with the Astros. Then he, you know, while rehabbing, they tried to sign him and bring him to their alternate site last year with a chance to pitch his way onto the major league roster. When that didn't work out, the Giants like had a private viewing of one of his bullpens in like August, and then they attended his one of his more public quote unquote viewings in October, and then they were there again in February when he was up to 98, and then they finally sealed the deal with this 1 year, $4 million deal with $2.5 million available in incentives, which was just announced over the weekend. So Sanchez said, quote, "They view me as I view myself." And that's all I can ask from a front office when you're dealing with negotiations like that. They see me the exact way I see myself in this game, and they're giving me an opportunity to go out and show that. He went on to say, quote, "I reached out to some of my friends around the league that have come through this organization, and I heard nothing but great things, both from an organizational standpoint and a pitching and analytical standpoint. And obviously, I got the opportunity to start here. That was the biggest thing for me." So we've heard similar things from Kevin Gausman, from Drew Smyly, and others about how they just really appreciate what the Giants have to offer analytically. And so I wish we could end this war against analytics and acting like you have to be for or against it. It's really just information. And the players want to get better. And so if you can help them get better, like, how could you not be interested in that? And it has huge financial implications, and that's one of the biggest motivators of all. I mean, the Giants have helped Drew Pomeranz, Drew Smyly, Kevin Gausman make a lot more money than they might have otherwise made. And so that's a huge selling point. And that's kind of what Sanchez is implying here. So coming up next, I want to talk more about this. I know I rambled a little bit in the beginning, so I'm going to continue to look at this trend that we're seeing with the Giants. And I also do want to talk about Shun Yamaguchi, the corresponding roster move, perhaps a surprising one, that the Giants had to make to get Aaron Sanchez onto the roster. Football might be over, but the NBA, college basketball, and NHL are in full swing, and baseball, as you know, is right around the corner. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. They even cover awards, TV shows, and reality TV. And a lot of their baseball odds actually just went up yesterday. They've got odds, they've got over-under on win totals. We'll talk about that. The Giants at 75.5 wins there. I would pretty comfortably take the over on that. It's a bit of a gamble, as all gambling is, but 75.5, man, I would... To finish at just 75 wins would be a pretty big disappointment for the Giants, in my opinion. Head to their website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Don't forget to use that promo code LOCKEDON, of course, to get that welcome bonus. Easy, fast, convenient, exciting. Bet online, your online sportsbook experts. All right, next I want to talk about Built Bar. These guys are great. They're really like family to Locked On. They send us boxes of Built Bars for free. It's super generous. And honestly, when I first got them, I was shocked to see what the nutritional facts were. As someone who likes to work out and not eat a lot of sugar, it's amazing to me that, for example, the Cookies and Cream Bar packs in 17 grams of protein with just 130 calories and 4 grams of sugar. And going up and down all the different flavors, that's pretty much the profile on each and every one of these delicious, nutritious Built Bars. Built Bar has reset the promo code for this relaunch, meaning that if you've used the promo code before, you can use it again. If you go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKEDON, you'll get 20% off your next order. Use promo code LOCKEDON for 20% off at BuiltBar.com. Here in the second half of the show, I do want to just wrap up that discussion we were having at first and then talk about Shun Yamaguchi and the corresponding roster move the Giants had to make to get Aaron Sanchez onto their 40-man roster. But just to wrap up what we were saying a minute ago, it's just pretty interesting to me. I'm not here to try to convince anyone. Maybe I am, but I'm going to try to drop that because I don't want to contribute to this like battle that we seem to have in the baseball industry where it's like analytics versus old school, as if it has to be such a black and white conversation. And what's interesting, I mean, the Giants specifically have gone through this in a major way because under Bruce Bochy, under, you know, the way they used to construct the roster, a lot of the players they had and the coaching staff Bruce Bochy had, they were kind of as old school as it gets. And Bochy even said it. I mean, when he announced his retirement, he said something like, "I've managed with my gut for 25 years or however long it was that he was managing. I don't have that pulled up off the top of my head. But he said, "I managed with my gut for all these years, and my gut is telling me to walk away." Well, let me tell you, I mean, this transition now, they couldn't have gone from one extreme to the other more dramatically. But it doesn't have to be this battle. But the point of me saying that was that fans got used to it being a certain way. And the Giants, like, beating expectations kind of solidified people's belief that analytics, quote unquote, were overrated and that, you know, this old school approach was actually what worked in crunch time. And I mean, there may be some truth to that, but it's also just objectively pretty obvious that, I mean, A, what some of these breakthroughs analytically have done are extremely positive for players. I mean, the swing change stuff. I mean, several guys have gone out there, altered their swings, and just had dramatically more success and turned them into really, really good players. So I think what happened was the game changed a lot in a short amount of time. And I think the Giants got passed by really fast in like 2016, 17, 18. All of a sudden, they were way, way, way behind the curve. And that's why they acted when they did to bring in Zaidi. And then he has slowly helped, you know, is not him alone, but with the hires that he's made and, you know, one by one bringing in new players and cycling out old ones who no longer made sense for the roster. I think we're just starting to see a team in that vision. And it's just really interesting to hear these quotes from players. So I mentioned the pitchers we've heard from, but we've also heard it on the hitting side. I mean, even guys like Brandon Crawford and Evan Longoria talked after last season about how clearly the influence of the hitting coaches last year was a real positive for them. I think most people understand that. I'm just reminded of that first or second offseason when fans were just really, really critical in like town hall meetings, and somebody said to Farhan Zaidi that he took away the soul of the team. Just a lot of really negative stuff. So I think when the players are saying it's really positive, we need to listen to that. That's kind of my point. So the corresponding roster move, surprisingly a little bit, that the Giants made to get Aaron Sanchez onto the 40-man roster was that they DFA'd, designated for assignment, right-handed pitcher Trevor Gott. Now, the only reason this is surprising is because Gott had a pretty good year in 2019, and his collapse in 2020 was just absurd. It was crazy how poorly he did over an extremely small stretch of time. But he gave up like 7 homers last year in about 10 innings pitched. So, you know, just a good season in 2019, but then just a short sample of misery, and it got him DFA'd off the roster. But the reason the Giants did this is because they actually have pretty good right-handed relief pitching depth. And perhaps most importantly, Trevor Gott was out of minor league options, meaning he had to make the team. They couldn't just send him to the minor leagues. And the Giants don't want to be stuck in that situation where you have a guy who's kind of a fringe candidate to make your bullpen anyway, and you're forced to have him on your roster no matter what. So that's that. There's a chance that he clears waivers and he could be outrighted to the minor leagues, but we'll have to wait till Sunday to figure out what his ultimate fate will be. So I didn't really leave myself any time here to talk about Shun Yamaguchi, but we'll just briefly get into it. Yamaguchi came over, signed with the Blue Jays for $6.35 million, a two-year deal prior to last year. He pitched in Japan for 14 years, had a 3.35 ERA overall, including a career year in 2019 when he went 16-4 with a 2.78 ERA in 181 innings. Farhan Zaidi said, quote, "He's a guy that our international scouts have seen a lot of over in Japan. Obviously, he had a tremendous season in 2019 in Japan and has a long track record of both starting and relieving. He's a pro who has weapons who can fill different roles for us." End quote. So he's just another kind of swing guy, maybe in a similar mold of Nick Tropiano, someone who can start or relieve. This guy was also a closer in Japan before having that success as a starting pitcher. So long story short, Yamaguchi really struggled with the Blue Jays in a very limited sample last year, and they cut him loose this offseason. So the Giants pick him up, and we'll have to talk more about him tomorrow. I apologize for not being able to squeeze that in, but we'll be back tomorrow with more about him. We'll talk about what we've seen out of Giants uber prospect Marco Luciano and the contract details that we finally learned about Jake McGee. So if you like this show, please consider rating it or leaving a review wherever it is that you're listening. You guys are awesome. Some of you have left great reviews, and I really, really appreciate that. Once again, my name is Ben Kaspic. You can follow me on Twitter at Ben Kaspic. That's K-A-S-P-I-C-K. Thank you so much for listening. I can't wait to be with you again tomorrow. So until then, we'll see you next time.